This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What are you asking exactly? I'm still confused by your question.
I mean, what kind of question is that?
On 95.7 The Game.
It's kind of fun because we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco. But we're also coming to you live from Laughing Monk.
That's crazy.
Not the Laughing Monk Studios.
No.
Laughing Monk, period.
Well, it's technically the Laughing Monk Studios at Laughing Monk. Normally it's the Laughing Monk Studios from San Francisco, but now it's actually the Monk at the Monk.
Yep.
It's a double monk.
And it's hot.
Double monk.
Yeah, well, that's a good kind of a party vibe because it's filling up, and it's a lot of Niner gear. Steve Young just walked in. He looks older than he used to. But Jimmy Garoppolo was here earlier. So
I took a picture with George Kittle earlier.
How'd that go?
Great, and I said,
did you have your zannies on?
The hell are you doing here? You should be warming up. Where's Claire to cuff you around?
Pretty whack him on his shoulders the way Claire does. Get him ready for this one.
Whack a George.
Because the Niners absolutely have to have this one. Okay, we don't need to do the must-win thing.
Thank you.
They got to have it, though. Listen to what happens yesterday, right? Seattle wins. The Rams win. The Lions win. The Packers win. The Bears win. We can leave the East out of this. The Cowboys win. I don't think that they're necessarily a factor in this as of yet, but that's the bottom line. If the Eagles do their thing and then whoever wins the South, let's call it the Bucs, even though they've brought that into question, especially with the Baker injury, you're looking at Bears, Packers, Lions, Rams, Seahawks, Niners. That's six teams. Only five of them are allowed to go. And they've all got really, really good records. And with this, in my estimation, second easiest game remaining on your schedule on a Monday night at home with the weather being good, you're not allowed to lose this one. You're not allowed to.
I mean, it would make it tougher, for sure. And if you think about, like, where the NFC sits as far as, like, playoff teams, it feels like Tampa or Carolina.
Oh, and for sure, for
so
sure.
Even if Carolina wins tonight, I still don't believe it's going to be Tampa and Carolina. So it's Tampa or Carolina. So then it comes down to Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, Niners, Rams, Seahawks.
Right.
Of those six, only five can get in.
Only five are in.
So then you think about, okay, the Rams. Well, if you win tonight, you are still a game and a half back of the Rams, and you have the tiebreaker, whatever. The Rams may not lose again. And if you win, well, now you have a half-game deficit on Seattle, but you beat Seattle, and you play them again.
Right.
So
it's
as far
funny.
As tiebreakers go, like a win tonight, you have Chicago still ahead. Carolina goes behind you forever, and it comes down to Seattle and, you know, other teams that you still get to play.
No doubt. It's funny, though. Just I'm not even looking at the Rams and Seahawks when I sit down on a Sunday. I sort of feel like the Rams and Seahawks are going to the playoffs. To me, the warts are on the other teams. And every time the Bears win, you know, somebody loses their stripes. Because I look at that team and I'm like, of those six teams, that's the one. They should be on the outside looking in, but they're sitting in first place. Now, the one thing that's the saving grace is here comes the schedule monster on the Chicago Bears. I do believe that by metrics, they have the hardest remaining schedule of anybody in the entire NFL. They've still got to deal with their division teams. They've largely not played a lot of those games. So, and obviously they need to come here. But it's all going to start, actually, next week. They go to Philadelphia. So they go to Philly, and then they go to Green Bay. Those are their next 2 weeks, Chicago. So they're going to be underdogs in both of those games. They might be 8-5 in 2 weeks. We'll see. Then they're home to the Browns. Let's say they're able to navigate that. But then their last three, although two of them at home, Packers, then here, then Lions. So they've got a really, really difficult schedule the rest of the way. And I think that the Niners have that inside track, but they can't slip up in a game like tonight. Can I use this moment, though, to get a little something off of the chest as we look to this game tonight and how it pertains to this game? I don't know if you're with me on this. This fourth down thing's gotten out of control. This fourth down thing, these people have lost their minds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I'm the interim coach of the New York Giants,
well,
I don't know how I can effectively look my players in the eye and tell them that I cared about winning the game. And maybe they don't. I get it. The Giants are going for a draft pick. They're
well, the
terrible.
Players aren't.
Exactly. And that's my issue. The Giants fall to 2-10, but Jameis Winston is out there with pregame speeches, unbelievable play. He caught a touchdown pass.
Well, yeah.
He's breaking tackles. This is insanity. And they're in Detroit, and they are on the doorstep of winning a football game. They're up by three with under 2 minutes to go. Detroit doesn't have any timeouts. It's fourth and goal from the six. That is not a debatable, think about it, consideration sensation moment. There is one thing and one thing only that you can do. Thank you. That you can do there and still look at your players in the locker room and tell them I cared about the outcome of the game. Now, if you don't care about the outcome of the game, then you behave the way they did. Yeah, bleep it. Let's go for it. Let's see what happens. What's the worst thing? We could fall to 2-10. Who cares, Bob? Well, the players are out there sweating and with bruises. And to me, they were totally done a disservice by having Jameis Winston go for it on fourth and goal from the six, not get it, stay up only by three, Lions go right down the field, kick a 59-yarder, send it into overtime.
That field goal does you no good there. I mean, you're up six, and now they need a touchdown, but if they get one, then you lose. So if you get the touchdown,
you're kidding me, right?
You put the game away, Mark.
Thank goodness you're being sarcastic.
Somewhat, but yeah. There's two different things.
There's no timeouts. There's no time. Detroit had to kick a
3 minutes left.
They had to kick a 59-yarder. They had to kick it. They had no timeouts.
Right, but they had 3 minutes. That's a lot of time with a high-powered offense at home. I'm with you in general. But
there's no way you do that to your players.
Well, here's the thing, there's no way
the math says that's the way to do it.
With the kickoff now, if you put it out of bounds, they get it at the 40, almost field goal range. If you touch it back, they get it at the 35, almost field goal range. So the new kickoff rule has made it so going forward in that spot makes more sense than ever before.
If it were fourth and one at the one, okay.
Fourth and goal to six.
You're at the 6-yard line. And if you had watched the flow of the game, I can tell you right now, Jared Goff was struggling with that pass rush in a massive, massive way.
And Detroit did have one timeout because they used their second timeout on the third and goal play. So it's fourth and goal to six.
Yeah.
3 minutes to go. Detroit has a timeout.
If you get
the touchdown there, you win the game.
Of course.
It's game over. If you don't, then a field goal ties.
But you're very unlikely to get it. You're very unlikely to get it. The only issue that I have with it,
and this is to your point, it's third and goal at the two, and you run it, and you lose four, and then they use their timeout. If it was fourth and goal at the two, it's a little bit different. I'm with you on the surface, but I also understand when you're a team, it's 2-9, and you're about to pull off a stunning upset on the road, then, you know what? Forget it.
Yeah, see, that's the dangerous thing
to me. Go for it. Go for it and win the damn game.
But that's what we as fans do. That's
what they as professional coaches do.
But that's not how the players feel.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do. I sat here and talked this out with an offensive lineman last
night.
Was
he on the Giants?
No, Dibs.
We don't know what the Giants think about it.
I can tell you unequivocally.
You can tell me what a former player thinks.
Yes.
And you can't tell me what a current Giant thinks.
As can you. You've worked
with. I have no idea.
You've worked with these. There is no way. There is no way you can sell me on the idea of players having to move all the way down the field, play an entire game, practice all week, jam their head into the heads of other players, be in pain, break their legs, tear their this, that, and the other, get all the way down the field and not take points and not do things that are, by the way, even analytically correct. There's no way that's the analytic play. And players in that moment, there's no chance that their thought is, screw it, we're 2-9.
That's not screwing. It's let's win the game.
No,
let's win it right now,
no.
As opposed to let's have to go to overtime and watch Jahmyr Gibbs run at 67 yards for my fantasy team down Carter Chickering's throat. Kaboom!
I appreciate
the fact. I love overtime.
I appreciate the fact that Kyle Shanahan sometimes doesn't go for it.
Well, and sometimes he knows the overtime rules too.
Sometimes it's not always the right thing to do. It's not. But today's day and age in the NFL, it's like you don't have a choice. We've decided that machismo is way more important than math. I don't even believe that these are analytics anymore. It's just go for it. Go for it.
It's manalytics is what it is.
It's,
the machismo.
I like that.
Thank you. The bigger issue
it's absurd.
Is second and goal from the two, and Winston rolls out. Just dive on the ground. He tried to throw it, incomplete. Clock stops.
So
there was a lot of things that went into it, but when you're 2-9, I had no problem with it.
I did.
Yeah.
And by the way, it really screwed the Niners.
Wow.
They had them.
Handle your business.
They had them.
You don't have to worry about Detroit.
Oh, you do, because you had a chance now to create some space between you and them tonight.
Beat the Panthers.
They will.
The Lord helps those who help themselves.
They will beat the Panthers.
Shout out Jesus.
They'll still only
Christmas
be a half
right
game
on
up
corner.
On the Lions.
Yep.
It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. All right. We keep getting you ready for this game, the Panthers in town. Monday night action, the offense. This is the first time, by the way, and I'd love to hear maybe some from people who are on the way to the game. This is the first time at Levi's Stadium all year long, essentially, that you've been able to see the Niner offense at full strength.
Yep.
This is the first time you've been able to see these people. What does that mean to you? What's your excitement level there? We'll get into that. We do have to get into some Warriors for sure. They play tonight. They host the Utah Jazz. All of that is coming up. We're taking your calls throughout the afternoon live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a fantastic question. It really is. First time I've been asked it this way.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Well, that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's ride. We're getting closer, okay? Niners and Panthers tonight. We do want to talk some Warriors because, wouldn't you know it, that's weird too.
It's all so weird, Mark.
It's so weird. I do have a job that I have to do right now.
Yeah?
As the president of Brockistan.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm a little excited.
Do you have an anthem yet? We need to come up with like a national anthem of Brockistan.
The first thing we're
doing. Brock can do no wrong.
We're trying to figure
even
out.
Even when he throws it too long.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I have more.
We're trying to figure out how much we should charge for membership. What do you think an annual membership for Team Brockistan should cost?
Probably.
I haven't figured out all the benefits yet. I don't know if it's like AARP. I don't know if you get a free cooler if you sign up or whatever.
I think you should probably charge $149.99 a year, but Brock Friday is coming up this week. Granny, anything for my Brock Friday?
That's strong.
I'm going to give myself a four.
Yeah.
Makes it automatically a three. Brock Friday, maybe a Brock Friday sale.
I do.
It's $99.99.
Brock Friday to join Brockistan. And get your annual membership. I think we've got something here. But it is my job as the president to at least express a little bit of excitement when, especially if you're one of the, like, are you a fan that gets to go to the game? And special shout out, if anybody is on your way to Levi's right now, we'd love to hear from you and what it is you're feeling and excited about most. 888-957-9570 will take your calls. But I look at this whole thing and I think to myself, a Niner fan has not gotten to do this all year. We haven't gotten to do this.
Do what?
You haven't gotten to go to a game and see all the players that you largely come to see. I know some of you maybe
are. It's like being a Warrior fan, right?
Well, exactly. But, you know, Fred, Nick, I get it. The defense is all hampered. But, like, the Niner faithful have not gotten to go see Brock and George and Christian and Ricky and Juszczyk and Trent and et cetera, et cetera. This is not – this is the first time all year. And I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see what this looks like on this track with this weather against this bad defense. I have high hopes. Let's put it that way.
The track is amazing. The weather is what I would call, perfect.
Yep.
Not too hot, not too cold. The sun is out, and by the time the game gets kicked off, the sun will be down, and the sunset is going to be spectacular again tonight. So, yeah, I like what you're saying about the
track. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Track. The opponent, the spot, the nation, the spotlight, you know, Monday Night Football, the whole deal. And so, yeah, it's the first time you get a chance to see it. And so, for me, as a fan of the Niners and somebody who really wants them to do well, and also I want the nation to be able to see what we think this team is, which is the offense hums, the defense, well, Ted McMullen's going to get his, right. And Rico Dowdle's going to eat, and you know, Bryce Young, who's not great, he's getting better.
Yeah.
He's going to look better than normal. And I do think you're looking at a fairly high-scoring game. But, all right, offense, go cook.
I think the Panthers will put some points on the board. But, yeah, other than turnovers, untimely fumbles, or if Brock tries to force something downfield, if the Niners don't turn the ball over, this is a night where Morstead can just watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of resistance on the Carolina defense that I feel like in this situation should stop the Niners. You know how we've been saying, and I know we said it on Friday, boy, if they lose to Portland tonight, then we can officially be concerned. And then they lost to Portland.
Yeah, and well, I was officially concerned.
And I thought that was a really, really bad loss. And so what as a fan you do when that happens is you go, okay. Now, if you lose the next one, then I'm really and that's how we feel about them playing Utah tonight. I feel, quite frankly, the same way about both of these games. The Warriors do not have any business, cannot afford to lose to Utah tonight. Same is true for the 49ers. I'm going to give the defense a little grace because they've been through what they've been through, but not the offense. You're at full strength, and I just, man, I'll say it. If the Niners don't score 30 points, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, 30, that's probably about the number, and, you know, 30 for Purdy and the whole deal, but the offense is healthy, and Carolina's defense is patently not great. And so, yeah, go out there and handle your business. And the thing about Carolina is they don't rush the pass either. They don't rush the passer. You don't rush the passer.
They're even worse.
It's close.
I mean,
yeah,
by numbers.
The two of them are like last and second to last in sacks and pressure rate and the whole thing.
Yep.
So it's going to feel a little bit more like a 7-on-7 tournament than it is an actual NFL game. And I don't know how much you watched of Cleveland yesterday.
A lot.
Well, you watched everything.
Everything.
Empty nester.
Oh,
over
my
here.
God.
And
yesterday was pretty delicious.
And Shadur was pretty good. And
he's
I have
right.
Quinshon Judkins, and so I was watching him. But Myles Garrett, are you kidding
my
me?
God.
Like, imagine if the Niners had one of them, and they do, but he's hurt. And even the guy that they have, he's not Myles Garrett. Like, he's not T.J. Watt. Nick Bosa he's up there, but he's not them. The Browns had 10 sacks as a team in a game.
Right.
The Niners have 12 for the year. Is it 12?
I think 15, you're right. I think
12?
I think it's 12.
They had 10 yesterday.
Right. Well, the Raiders, it's funny, man.
Yeah.
This label kind of bounces around week to week. The way I'm feeling in this moment, that's the worst team in football. It's really crazy. It's wild to watch strategically what they do. Chip Kelly got fired at the end of the day. They had to do something. This whole Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, let's redo Seattle in Vegas thing has been an absolute joke. They left their left tackle on an island trying to go one-on-one with Myles Garrett. He got 1,000 sacks. Geno Smith has no pocket awareness. They put up no resistance on defense. It's wild, man. In 6 days, they played 2 games in weather-controlled environment in their house, and they got absolutely embarrassed in both of them. And one of them, they played a team that is also one of the worst teams in the league and was giving a QB his first start ever, and they got blown off of the field. So that's part of the story, but there's two other things that come to my mind with the Cleveland thing. And sure, Shadur Sanders is one of them. I'm not going to, like, dive too deep into somebody's first start and decide whether or not he's good or not. He was fine. They didn't really want to put too much on his shoulders.
Yep.
He completed 11 of 20. When they got into the red zone, they took him out of the game, and they just went wildcat with Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, they did.
He threw one pick. It was a bad one. There's no two ways about it. But he only turned the ball over one time, and he won a football game, and you give him credit for that, and it was enough for him to be named the starter for the Niner game coming up this weekend.
Woo.
But this pass rush, you know, this whole, like, Niner offensive line is playing better thing that's been going on?
Right.
Here's my prediction. They will again tonight, and then let's see next week.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be the test because Myles Garrett, et cetera, here they come, and those games can get scary. Cleveland's not good. The Niners should win it. All of those things I feel like are true, but those games are tough. November in Cleveland with a defense that's going to keep that score down, you got to make sure you take care of the ball. Tonight's different, and that's why I feel the way I do about this game. The Niners have got to look. They have to look great tonight. They have to look good.
Against a Panther defense that is not ferocious, and the Panthers actually have 16 sacks. The Bengals have 15. The Niners have 12.
Okay.
So I was right about the 12.
Yikes.
But the Panthers are 30th. The Niners are 32nd. So neither one of these teams is going to, quote, get after you. And I honestly don't think that the Niners will blitz that much either. And these are two of the teams that blitz the least in football as well. And if you're the Niners, like, you've got Tet McMillan to worry about and not a whole lot else.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Dowdle's become a good running back. No doubt about it.
But in the pass game, he's not going to kill you down the field.
No. Correct. And I think the Niner run defense has been passable.
Yep. And neither one of these teams really blitzes that often. You got a Panther fan in the building. That's always good to see. Yep, you know, fired up.
And growing another Panther fan. So that's two Panther fans.
I mean, that's a lot.
Actually, that's actually Bryce Young.
Could be.
Yeah, that baby is as tall as Bryce Young.
That's actually a 4.
Yeah.
And for those of you who aren't here, it's a toddler, not quite a baby, but that young man's probably 4, and he might be 5 feet tall.
Exactly.
So he could be Bryce Young. That's actually rock solid, but tonight's game for me is about, it's always about turnovers, sure, but it's really about your offense protecting your defense because your defense has not been great, and they won't be, and I know they have some other guys who are inactive tonight, and you don't rush the passer anyway, so the best way to protect your defense is by keeping the ball and running it and possessing it.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it, but I also I think about this from the standpoint of, I know Kyle Shanahan and whatnot, like nobody cares about style points. I do tonight. I do. I care about style points tonight. And that's not because I needed to rub in someone's face or any of these things. I just look at this 49er team, and I would love to ask every single fan, if you care about how this season finishes, and it's a weird season because I think we've all agreed – like, they're good or good-ish, but most of us don't actually think they can win the whole thing. Not real contenders because of all the injuries. But if you care about how this season is going to finish at all, then style points matter tonight. Because in this scenario, if the 49ers are going to do anything special at all, their offense has got to be great. And I'm not the only one saying it. George Kittle has said this. He said this publicly just 2 weeks ago. The offense has got to lead the way and be amazing. And I can't think of a scenario that is more set up for this offense than tonight. I just can't. You're home with a great track. The sun is shining. It'll be mid-50s. The elements are perfect. Your line is healthy. Your receivers are healthy. Your tight end, your running backs, your quarterback, everything is healthy, and you're playing one of the worst defenses in the league. So tonight, to me, this offense lets us know, are you actually able to do something in this NFC and in this postseason or not? Because if you can't look awesome tonight, then you're just not awesome. That's what I would say.
I don't think you need to look awesome. And again, this is where you and I have a little bit of a different idea about, you know, the look of it and all the rest of it. Because for me, you don't need to look awesome. You need to do what Shanahan's offenses like to do, which is keep the ball, run the ball, keep the defense protected, and score. And one thing they've done really well this year, Mark, is they've scored in the red zone. I think they're third or fourth in red zone offense as far as touchdown percentage. So that, for me, becomes what you have done this year different from last year. You've been great in the red zone. So do that again. Keep the ball, long drives, get in the red zone, score touchdowns. Don't worry about Matt Gay making his Niner debut.
Matt Gay.
His home debut, right?
Matt Gay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Tim was sitting over here about a half hour ago. He goes, did we have a kicker? And I'm like, yeah, they didn't forget.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
They didn't forget. But, yeah, the incestuous nature of the kicker situation is fun.
Yeah.
Essentially, Washington and the Niners have traded Jake Moody for Matt Gay. Those were both of their opening day kickers.
With a little bit of Eddie P in between.
And the Bears obviously acted as a go-between in this whole thing. But that's the way it's worked out. So, yes, Matt Gay will be the kicker tonight. And we've learned how important that is. He's got to be good.
Yeah, he's got to be good, but you don't want to have to use him for field goals. You want to be able to get touchdowns. And that's where the 49ers have been so good this year as opposed to last year. And it's been the red zone. Red zone efficiency for this Niner team is critical, especially when you have a defense that's not been great. And so go out there and get touchdowns and not field goals and, you know, give yourself some distance between you and Carolina early.
Yeah, by the way, I want to make sure you hear me. When I say they need to look good and style points matter, I'm not saying it needs to be like fancy and pretty.
Yeah.
I just mean overly effective. I don't care if you Garoppolo this thing and only throw it 8 times. I don't care. I want your offense to be devastatingly successful every time you touch the ball, because you should. you literally have the better player at almost every position on that side of the ball. And there is it's a perfect setup. Good Lord, if there's some of you out there, I know you guys came in and I took a shot at you for starting your conversation all about fantasy, but if you need something tonight from a Niner, what a setup. What a setup.
Oh, yeah?
If you need a big night from Kittle or Pearsall or McCaffrey or Brock, what a setup. It's absolutely perfect. So that's why, to me, it has to look great.
Yeah, they're ninth, by the way, in red zone this year at 62.5. Okay. Last year they were middle of the pack at 57%. They're 80% over their last three games, so the red zone has been amazing. And the big, I think, jump from the red zone last year to this year, you could look right at number 23, CMC. McCaffrey is such a weapon in the red zone that, you know, you're able to use him in a number of different ways. And now you get Brock Purdy back for game two off his toe, and hopefully the toe is good to go. But you're right, offensively, you've got no excuses. You've got your center back, you've got your full O-line, you've got your wide receivers back, and I guess we can say, except for Ayuk, but it looks more and more like he may never play again, right, as a Niner.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not running from that at all. If anybody does want to talk out the Brandon Ayuk situation, 888-957-9570. We threw out that question earlier, and there was a lot of texts and YouTube chats with regard to the whole, like, do you feel lied to and do you care? The answer I saw most was, sure, I feel lied to, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I just to kind of circle back to that, the Brandon Ayuk thing, I think, at least for a period of time, will continue to be a head-scratcher. I'm still trying to figure out why. Like, why is this something that Brandon allowed to happen? Why does he want to do this? It underscores what a mistake it was for the 49ers to sign this contract in the first place. But in this moment in time, once you get past that mistake, this is a gift for them to get a lot of money back. And I heard Shasky say something this morning that I thought was really kind of worth some thought, and it's this idea. The Niners knew that this money was coming off of the books before the year even started. Does that change how you feel about how they handled the trade deadline? The whole idea was, we don't feel like it's the right move to push a bunch of money into them and give up assets when we know that we're going into Brock's contract. We don't have Fred. We don't have Nick. Well, man, it's at least a piece of this puzzle to suddenly say, but you knew you had a bunch of money coming off the books that we didn't know you had coming off of the books. It makes the Niners a bigger player in free agency next year than we thought.
It does, but I wonder if they really know that ahead of the deadline, or, like, what's his deadline to either dispute this or not dispute whether or not that he wants to fight the voided contract? Because I don't believe that they can void his contract until we get to the new league year in March. Like, they can say it now. Like, I don't think that they can void it now. I believe they have to wait until you get to the new league year before they can actually void it.
I really don't know the rules.
It's Kyle, a Joel Corey conversation.
I mean, Kyle already discussed it as if it was past tense. That quote happened in July. Maybe he's talking about the things Brandon did, but it sounded like he was talking about the contractual stuff. Tim Kawakami wrote an article about it. I think to maximize the money that they would be getting back, they need to designate Brandon as a post-June 1st cut. And so that's what I expect the 49ers to do. Whether or not it's official or whatnot, the Niners, to me, are not doing this unless they know they can win the fight. And that's very clear based on the way everyone has reported this and behaved since then. So I'm going to go out and say, no matter what still needs to happen,
right,
the Niners are aware of a bunch of money that's coming back to them next year that wasn't necessarily a given before the year started.
And I don't know how you want to go ahead and spend that at the deadline. And one thing that we heard from the Niners is that they didn't want to acquire anybody that they didn't have for future years.
Sure.
So you look at, you know, Hendrickson and with Cincinnati, and if you would have acquired him, he's not under contract. And beyond that, I don't know if there was a player out there that you could have gotten at the deadline that you would have been able to control going forward. Like Keon White, sure, much lower level, but I don't know if there was a player out there that they liked that they could get and keep and, you know, go ahead and pull that trigger.
I'd rather kind of put it this way with regard to the pass rush, because I heard John Lynch talking about this recently, where he said he felt kind of annoyed during the Cardinals game, for most of us, an Ottoman game, sit back, relax, watch the Niners blow someone out. But John Lynch, a defensive guy, I think fairly was like, are you telling me that they're going to drop back, what was it, 57
times? 57
times.
And we 47 completions, NFL record.
And we could never get home? 57 dropbacks?
I mean, once, right?
And you're not going to ever get home? That's crazy. Like, you should accidentally have someone trip and fall and get in there once.
Yep.
So, to me, we can all acknowledge the injuries. We can woe is me and play a violin. But the concept all along has been, with more continuity and practice time, the younger guys should be getting better. I know you've lost a bunch of people, and that's fair. But I think it's also, we've arrived at a time, and tonight is the night. No matter who the hell is on this pass rush, they have to perform better. They have to perform better. Bryce Huff, I'm sorry, dude. I know you're not a lead dog. I know you're a B, right? I know you're a number
yep.
two.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the same way we used to do with Clay or Jimmy Butler or Jonathan Kuminga when he gets his chance. Dude, when you got to shine, you got to shine. This pass rush, no matter who's in it, they have had enough time and now enough health to where they have got to perform better, or else I don't even really know what the hell it is we're chasing.
Well, what you're chasing is a playoff spot, and then when you go up against a team...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Team that has a good O-line, then you're probably going to get beat, because if you want to honestly be able to affect a game, unless you're going to put up 40 points and beat, you know, the Tampa or the Rams or Philly or whoever you're going to play, you're going to have to generate some negative plays for the other team's offense, and you couldn't really do that against Arizona. And just looking at the numbers, they are last in pressure rate, last in sacks, and they are 31st in quarterback knockdown. You don't knock down the quarterback. You don't sack the quarterback. You don't pressure the quarterback. So you're hoping that your secondary, who is, you know, by and large, a bunch of young 23 and 24-year-olds, you're hoping
work.
That they can take the ball away, and they did last weekend, but
right.
You're asking for a lot from them.
Yeah. Again, I think if you've got any fantasy players in this game tonight.
Oh, and I do.
You're still in it. Well, you already won your game.
Woo!
You relax.
Boy.
You're just trying to set a record now. Did you look it up? What's the record?
I don't know what the record is, but I have I have the high total this year. It's not even close.
Look it up. I want to know what the all-time single game.
Call Lucas.
I'll call Yahoo. I'm going to look it up right now.
My team's a juggernaut. Yeah.
Do I play you in 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to take you down.
I'll already be in the playoffs by then.
All right. This Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour, 6A to 6P, Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, and a whole lot more. That's this Wednesday. Every hour, it is our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're live at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale getting ready for Niners and Panthers. And one of the biggest 49er fans that the Bay Area has ever known is sitting right next to us.
Wait,
and standing
Tim Jordan?
By. No, although he looks good. You look good in your Niner, Niner outfit tonight. No, let's just say it is a voice you will recognize.
And you bastard!
Yeah, even when it whispers, you recognize it. And he's going to hop in here and help us get ready. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Exactly.
Well, for some people, it's all the time.
Hey,
but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey. Yeah, that's Shasky, everybody.
You got to get down.
That's normally me, and when he does it, it's fun. But when I make those jokes, he's like, oh,
that's out of line.
He and Grandy up in their fields.
Really, really out of line when you
Wait, Grandy? Yeah.
When I channel my inner Mike Breen.
Don't let Grandy know that Santa Claus isn't real. He might start crying.
Oh boy.
I'm so glad you just brought that up. Can I borrow one? No.
You're the child of the show.
Can I borrow 1 minute? Oh, you know what? We shouldn't do this on the air. Never mind. Never mind. I'm going to ask you guys off
Coming
the
at
air.
Me? Okay.
No. Santa, the right age, and there are people on their way to the game, so
I was the kid that used to sneak into the basement. My dad would have certain areas locked, and I would try to find all the gifts and then open them up
Genius.
And then put them back so that I knew exactly what we were getting. And I'll never forget, I had worked it out to where I could get the second PlayStation controller because I knew mom and dad only got us the one game that came with the box and the controller. It was a shared birthday Christmas gift, me and my brother. Yeah, I know. It's just,
did that ever feel like you ruined Christmas if you knew what was already there, though?
No, it made it even better. Couldn't wait till Christmas morning.
Man.
Because he knew what he was getting.
Game Day 95, William Floyd on the cover. I'll never forget it.
Like, would you go down the street tonight and go into this game if you already knew the final score?
Well, it's different. Sports is different.
Why?
Sports is different. This
is gonna unfold for us.
I'm the guy that can't wait to give my wife the gift I bought her to show her. I'm like, look at how awesome this gift is, so that she can be disappointed immediately, as opposed to a month from now.
Makes sense, yeah. I know. We're gonna get to the. I still have kids who are young enough, so that I haven't arrived at that spot where you just take the kids shopping and they pick their gift out, and then you take it home and wrap it.
Hey, Jude.
I don't want to do that. I want to surprise people.
I get it. For me, Christmas as a kid was not ho, ho, ho. It was no, no, no.
Yeah, I get that.
You got the one present, and you shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't a carton of cigarettes, then you were disappointed.
So my son's going to learn this.
That's why you're Jewish now.
Yeah,
hate Christmas so much.
Look, the Old Testament and the Jewish Bible are one and the same. But I would say this.
Big Old Testament guy over here.
Exactly. My son turned 2 yesterday. We have more toys and more gifts than we will ever need. Ever. Come to the house. Come take what you want.
Yep.
It's all good. I'm giving them out, actually. I'm dead serious. There's too many gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, me and my brother shared birthdays, and we shared gifts, and then it was also a birthday and Christmas gift. I'm dead serious.
Are you guys December? Or?
I'm November 28th.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it'd be different if it was like July.
It's July!
Here you go, kid. Yeah. Savor it.
Good luck.
Up in 5 months, you get nothing.
I know. But it was old school back then.
It totally.
That's great.
Totally.
Niner breakdown. That's Joe Shasky, by the way,
it's
everybody.
It's what he does.
Hi, Joe.
My mom voided my Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Voided?
I mean, as a joke.
I got it.
Brandon and I
did
joke.
Did she do it in July, though?
He got
6 months
presents,
before Christmas?
And then she walked up and said, you know what, these four, they're voided because you didn't clean your room.
You know, the Niner thing. Can I just ask you guys?
Please.
Fire away.
You do it on a Friday. Why does it come out on a Friday at basically
4 o'clock?
Oh, it's 4. Okay.
No, because we're doing our show.
I know. I was
we're
listening.
Ready for like, ha-ha, you know?
Doing some baseball talk at some
And
point.
We're about to knock it around and our fun bits that we do, and all of a sudden Grandy's like, we got breaking news.
Incredible.
Show over.
Yeah. Anyway, no, go ahead. What's the question?
I've seen a lot of bizarre things in Ninerland. Reuben Foster, bizarre. The whole Nessie Alden Kaepernick Dude. Thing.
Yep.
Bizarre.
Yep.
The Crabtree drafted
Bruce Miller in a motel at Pier 39.
We're going to call it bizarre. That's criminal.
Yeah. Also bizarre, though.
Very bizarre. Beating
he
up the
beat
wrong
up a 73-year-old?
Very weird. I mean, Charles Haley doing God knows what to whoever's vehicle.
Bizarre.
Very bizarre. There's been so many bizarre things. This is up there with one of the most insane things I can ever remember from any 49er. I'm just going 49er. And specifically the wide, because we had weird wide receiver stuff.
Well, just, wide receivers.
But the timing doesn't make any sense.
No, none of it does.
I saw him at the Broncos joint practice. He looked more engaged than Trent Williams. I don't get what has happened, what transpired. And then their rhetoric for months was, hey, he's coming back. Hey, he's working out. No one's seen him. We hadn't seen him in the suite. We haven't seen him on TV. I seen Fred, you know, and like, you know, these pre-production meetings, we always get information about who they want to show and who they don't. We haven't seen him on any of the telecasts. The whole thing is so weird. Either he's one of the dumbest athletes of all time, saying goodbye to $25 million that was coming to him, or he hates everyone's guts and he is banking on himself. It might be a combination of
both. I think it's both.
Yeah, those things are one and the same to me.
I, in the sport where everyone fights for every guaranteed dollar.
As did he.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
He fought for every dollar, and then he got every dollar, and then he got hurt, and then now we're here.
Well, that's the point. I mean, how can you do what you did last summer, and then do what you did this summer? Those two things are polar opposites.
Yeah. 69 million guaranteed is not enough.
Right.
I have to have 76.
You're turning down 26 million a year because Amon-Ra got 30. You're dragging everybody through a horrible situation. The Niners are complicit. They are guilty. We could have that conversation too. Why on earth did you run upstairs and stop a trade of a player that you clearly were so angry with? Like
you could have had a second and a third.
You know what the whole thing looks like, Joe? The Niners and Brandon both stopped listening to themselves. That's what I don't understand.
I think they were worried. Both sides were worried about you winning the divorce and going somewhere else and looking glamorous on IG. And here's my thing: like, when you marry crazy and you've lived with crazy for multiple years, it's on you. It's on you, right? Like, and so. The fact that if he was a rental that they tried to sign, different situation. You had him in the building for 4 years. Year one, COVID year, he had the hamstring injury, flashed a little. It was COVID. They were playing in Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't know. Year two, remember, Trent Sherfield was higher on the depth chart than
him. Oh, my God. Trent Sherfield.
No, I'm serious.
I can't believe you brought that name back. That
I
was incredible.
Went to training camp. I think we went, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 days, however many it was. He was last in the wide receiver drills. Last. Yep. And the way it works is, hey, your top two dogs and then your backups and then your practice squad players. And he was last in these training camp drills. Sherfield was getting on the field in the Detroit game more than he was. Sherfield caught the first touchdown pass of the year from Trey Lance. Okay, when they subbed in Trey Lance, almost like a la Steve Young getting subbed in for Joe Montana.
Almost.
Yeah, you know. It was just bizarre. And then, like, you knew you didn't like him. The doghouse, that was a thing. And then all of a sudden, he had a change of heart. He did whatever. But clearly, he was so bitter about that Super Bowl. And I get it. We were all mad. They didn't win the Super Bowl. But I think
he was open on that goal line play. He was open.
The whole game plan was Debo, though.
Right.
It was 13 targets for Debo. And I get him being frustrated. He wasn't a part of that. But then to throw up the deuces, say we're never going to play again. Guys, you had to make a decision on Debo or Ayuk in that off year. I know we wanted to run it back. I wanted to run it back. You couldn't afford two $30 million receivers. And then when you draft the wide receiver and you didn't trade the guy, you were going to lose that year because whatever you traded him for after that wouldn't have helped you that year. So you had to sign him, get him ready for camp.
Yep.
They didn't do that. Like, look, and Brandon's also loony. Like, it's not one or the other. To me, it's all the – everyone made
it's
a mistake.
All of
right.
Those,
and
yeah.
I do look at the Parag part of it where he wants to win the deal, and so they could have signed him in March for 23, and then you drag it all the way out, and then you sign him for 30, and then when you sign him for 30 – we thought that he'd be happy because he got the bag, and he kind of was, and then he was rusty, and then he got hurt, and now here we are.
I think part of the whole Ayuk situation, individually they had problems with him for whatever reasons. Reasons. He's also paying a slight penance because of Debo winning the deal. Trent winning his deal.
Yep.
CMC winning his deal. Nick Bosa winning his deal. So I think all of these contract things, with Javon Hargrave being a complete bust in free agency, I think it finally caught up to Ayuk, and they said, we're not losing this deal. And what's ironic is they did lose
it. They did.
And then he got hurt. I still believe, even if he didn't get hurt, I still think they're going to try to get out of this deal. I don't buy that it's just injury.
I agree completely.
You agree with me on
absolutely.
This.
Well, the fact that it goes back to July is the thing that has me scratching my head. So it goes back to July, and here we are in November, and now it comes out. So what happened in July
exactly. That
was so, so bad? Was it him, like, going up to John Lynch and saying, blank you and blank you and blank
yes.
you? Insubordination, skipping meetings, maybe not doing the rehab that they wanted. It probably was a number of things, but why between then and now is it now coming out?
How many corporations you work for, Dibs?
Oh, God, like 8
Two.
Radio?
Okay, yeah.
I've been fired so many times.
When they don't like you, when they don't like you, they start keeping a log
right.
of everything you do wrong. So that they can have track record.
Paper trail.
Exactly.
I don't think this was as dramatic. This is just my gut. I don't know. I don't think that whatever he did in the summer was as dramatic or as insubordinate as we probably think. I think what you said, Joe, the Niners regretted this deal the second that they signed it. Therefore, they're looking opportunistically for a way to get out of
it. And that's bad business.
And it is.
It's bad business.
It is, but also it's business.
I know.
And I do look at what Brandon has done here and what the Niners have done is a bad deal.
Uh-huh.
That then you just made it a little bit better by getting out from underneath it. It's still a terrible deal and it's a terrible mistake, but the bottom line is I think that they were looking for a way to get out of this deal, and he probably stepped in some mud because he's emotional too, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm hurt. I don't need to come to your stupid clam bake. And the Niners went, oops, guess what? You are now in breach of contract. We've voided your future guarantees, and we have a brand new fight again.
Why did Jimmy G start throwing on the baby field? He was rehabbing the shoulder away from the facility, and they were like, get in here. Now, they probably also thought Trey sucked. But they were like, get in here. We got to look at you. What's going on? And then Jimmy hightailed it up there. Why? Because he had $18 million
right.
coming his
right.
way. I just, the whole thing is so bizarre. I have a talent tolerance kind of like equation. If you're T.O., I'll put up with a lot.
Yep.
Right? I'll put up with a lot. Draymond Green.
Trent Williams.
You know,
same thing.
I'll put up with a lot.
Nick Bosa.
You better be freaking all world, though. And there
sure.
better be 28 teams lining up to have your services for me to tolerate that level of whatever it is. It's just, they handed out money. Don't forget, Dre Greenlaw also, they gave him money. He got hurt. You know, Charvarius Ward was complaining about the money he didn't get. He also had personal stuff. There's so much money talk with this team. They said goodbye to Eric Armstead because they were ready to calculate Purdy's
DeForest
contract.
Buckner, same thing. They say goodbye to him because the ask was more than what they wanted to pay.
100%. It's just, it sucks because we should be getting fired up for how we can beat Carolina.
Yep.
And like, I wonder why it came down Friday. If Pearsall's not back on the field the week before, do they wait till Pearsall gets back out
know.
On the field?
I was surprised that it came out on a Friday. Like,
or does that have zero correlation?
Well, our first thought was it's a Friday news dump after Kyle has his press conference, and then it dawned on us 2 minutes later, he hasn't had his Friday press conference yet because it's a Monday night game. So it dropped the day before he had a press conference.
I know.
That surprised me a little bit. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. It's always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/soup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.